That's Richard Allen of InsideDirtRacing.com here with one of the true legends of dirt late model racing with Ronnie Johnson. Ronnie, you've been racing a while, a lot of wins, a lot of races. Do you still love coming to the track as much as you always have?
Absolutely. That's why I'm here, man. It's a struggle at times to get there now. All the stuff it takes to, all the equipment it takes to compete with, you know, we've gotten more and more stuff. And so that's more and more maintenance and, technology's changed. And it's just really hard to get from one race to the other anymore. Way different than it was back when I first started telling my age, talking like that. But absolutely, I mean, this is what I live for. I go to bed at night trying to figure out how I can get there and how we could be better than the last race. And it's just absolutely consumes my life.
They just had a trivia question a minute ago on the PA that said that Ronnie Johnson's the all-time leading winner on the Southern All-Star Series. Are you still driven to win like you always have been?
Absolutely. I've not got to race a lot this year. Been driving some different cars and hadn't really landed anywhere that's been solid. Not to discredit anybody's program, but everything's just kind of been temporary. In this day and time, you know, you just can't show up every now and then and expect to be competitive. But absolutely, I would love to win this race or the next one or whatever. I've only got to run maybe 20 races this year and won two earlier in the year. One of those was a street stock race at the Ice Bowl. Some people are like, street stock, no big deal. But I'm telling you, those guys don't play. They're really serious, and that was a good car that I was in. We won there, and then I won a sportsman race at the Cabin Fever at Boyd's. But we haven't got to race a lot, but absolutely love to race and love to compete. But with all the time and effort and money that somebody has to spend to put into it, you certainly want to get some results.
You mentioned technology there a minute ago. When you first started compared to now, is the driver as big of an element in success as it was, or is it more based on engineering and technology now?
I feel like it's a combination of all of the above. The driver absolutely has to do his job, but to carry on an intelligent conversation with the other drivers at the driver's meeting, you know, you've got to know a little bit about the technology. And obviously, the more you know about it and the more you understand your car, the better you're going to be. For someone like me that's raced for over 40 years, sometimes you get caught up in, what we used to do or what's always worked or whatever. And, the rule book's just out the window on that. You know, there's no things that we're doing to the cars now. Honestly, the chassis itself is not a lot different from what it's been in the past, but the way that you the approach that you take, setting the car up and the changes that you make as the night go on have certainly changed. And for someone like me, it's sometimes hard not to go back and say, well, back in such and such, we had this problem and we fixed it by doing this. It used to be that it was nothing for us to bring the car in after each time we're on the track and jack it up and change some springs, move some lead. Man, we used to run sway bars on these things. But now, it's just little minute adjustments that are made. And obviously, the key to it all is making the right changes at the right time, making good decisions on changes. And that holds true at the track and at the shop. It's, I guess, like anything else in life, but whether you're driving the car or working on it or whatever, you just got to do the right things at the right time to be successful.
And that is something that's what I was going to lead into next is these cars win races at the shop now as much as they win them at the track, don't they?
Well, I think that's always held true. But like I said, man, when I first started racing, we didn't have a generator. Nobody in the pits had a quartz light. I mean, I'm telling my age, but I like to tell these young guys, when I first started racing, there was no such thing as tie wraps, duct tape. I mean, it's silicone, silicone glue. It's just amazing how things have changed over the years, and it just, lets you know that you can see, more of that as time goes on. But there's a lot of work to be done at the shop for sure. But anymore, like I said, you got all this other equipment that you got to maintain. Man, we never had you had a floor jack, some jack stands. Now you got to clean a lift each week and, make sure it's working properly. And, you got to service a generator from time to time. And, you just got all this equipment now that you have to maintain or else you get to the racetrack and you can't make any of those changes that I'm talking about. But anyway, so I don't know that the race is won at the shop, but it's kind of always been won at the shop.
Yeah. All right. He's a National Dirt Late Model Hall of Famer. Ronnie Johnson will be in action tonight here at I-75 Raceway. Keep up on InsideDirtRacing.com throughout the night.
Thank you, sir.
Man, I appreciate it.